The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, moving on to something different. Do you celebrate Nulog Naman, or Women's Christmas, or Little Christmas, as some people call it? Are you even aware that such a day exists? Well, it is this Saturday, January the 6th, and Lise Hand has been writing about this in her column in the Times Ireland edition this week. She joins me in studio now to tell us about it. Lise, tell us a little bit, I suppose, about what traditionally, or how traditionally, Nulog Naman was celebrated back in the day.
Well, this has been a long overlooked feast day, to be absolutely honest with you, and has only really come into prominence in the last few years. And traditionally, by the Christian, you know, traditional calendar, it's known obviously as a feast of the Epiphany, January 6th. But there has been a tradition over many generations, particularly among rural Irish women, and it's particularly strong in places like the Western Seaboard, Cork and Kerry, where the ban on tea would basically down tools for the day, take off the apron and put on the high heels and clack off to a friend's house, and there would be tay and possibly something stronger and cork and millish, and generally put her feet up, and the men in the house would try and figure out, you know, where the washing powder, you know, is, and how to cook stew and soup and whatever else. And then, of course, again, clear conscience to leave all their jocks on the floor for the next year. So it was one of those traditions that it seemed to, I mean, when I was researching it, I tried to find a little bit about it. And it was sort of like a spontaneous thing, really, that, you know, it's a Gaelic, seems to be a Gaelic tradition, because I believe it's also practiced in Scotland. But it hasn't any rules, which is nice. And it always flew a bit under the radar of feast days, and until really the last few years, where more and more women began to say, well, you know, to hell with it, let's go out and celebrate the sisterhood. Let's just go out and have some Prosecco, or have some sherry, or pints of stout, or, you know, and get together. And of course, businesses being businesses, suddenly spotted this. And, you know, now on the Saturday or the January 6th, you will find there are restaurants doing, you know, women only specials, and, you know, Nulog Naman, early birds and whatever. And I think it's a great idea. And I think given the hectic year that women had last year in 2017, with all the things that happened and the sort of consciousness raising going on everywhere and mobilisation of women, that started really going back to the massive women's marches that took place around after the inauguration of Donald Trump.
Yep.
And then, of course, continued out through the year with all the Me Too stuff and general rows about gender pay gaps and so on. And I think this year is going to be even more hectic. So, you know, I would like to see women bringing sort of boxes of crayons and sort of drawing up battle plans on white tablecloths all around, you know.
Absolutely. And it's sort of used, isn't it, as well as a springboard a little bit, as you say in your column as well, by organisations that want to raise awareness about different rights like that, equal pay, other gender inequality rights. They kind of springboarded off Nulog Naman.
They do, absolutely. And, you know, the National Women's Council of Ireland and a lot of other groups, you know, use the date or the weekend to highlight, you know, serious issues, you know, things like the pension disparity, domestic violence, violence in the home, you know, the sort of gender quotas in politics, and the fact that there should be potentially gender quotas maybe in for boardrooms as well, because the female representation in boardrooms, I think something like 14% or 16% of women are in the ISAC 20 companies are women. I mean, it's absolutely, you know, there's absolutely appalling gaps to be made up all over the place. And of course, most interestingly, this is of course the centenary of women's suffrage here, and we will be celebrating many things about women getting the vote, going back to the Representation of People Act 1918. And I think rather deliciously as well, the House of Commons will be celebrating the election of the first woman MP, who was, of course, Constance Markievicz, who didn't take her seat at the time due to the abstentionist policy practiced by her party. And Sinn Féin still practice that policy to this day. But I believe that they are going to include her in the celebrations for women's suffrage. And I think there are moves to have a portrait of her hung somewhere in the House of Commons, which would be, I'm sure she'd enjoy the irony as much as anybody else. But, you know, so I think, again, you're going to see an awful lot of, I suppose, focus on women's issues throughout the year. And I obviously there's some great groups like involved in trying to get women to run for election. And this is going to be a big issue. The Oireachtas Caucus, Women's Caucus, is bringing forward legislation sometime this year to try and put in place gender quotas for the local elections, which will be taking place in summer of 2019. And there's a lot of support for that because they were seen to being effective in the last general election. And people can have very, very mixed views about this, but I am absolutely, completely in favour of gender quotas in politics because it is the absolutely only way by which to level the pitch. The only way is to put financial penalties on parties that don't step up and put women in place, because otherwise they really would not be bothered. So I think the same thing should be in place. So, you know, there's an awful lot of things, I think, coming up this year. And I think, you know, the next Saturday, you know, Nollag na mBan is a good time for women to start plotting the campaigns for the
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely. And why do you think maybe last year is seen as a year that women really found their voice? Because it is looked on as if a lot of people came together, a lot of safety in numbers, I guess.
Well, this was absolutely the point I was making. I think that if one thing we learned last year, particularly through the Me Too and also through, well, really around that whole issue, is that women, there is safety in numbers. And particularly, say, in the instance of putting in a sexual harassment allegation against somebody that might be, you know, high up in a company or organisation. We all know that it can be very difficult if one woman is a lone voice to be believed, because then she has to run the gamut of, well, you know, do you really mean that? Were you drunk? You're the usual horrendous, you know, I suppose, routine that surrounds any woman that says this. But if you take the case of Harvey Weinstein, I think it was 34 women came out with allegations. And a little further before that, the big American acting icon Bill Cosby, there was 40 women, 40 plus women came out and accused him. And, you know, we saw the Me Too hashtag. I mean, within the first 12 hours, I think, of that hashtag going viral, something like 12 million engagements on Facebook. You know, so women have copped on that the best way to get things done is to act as one, to act as a unit. And, you know, are beginning to row together and pull together. You know, we saw all the great pussy hat marches last spring. And I think women are beginning to realise that in order to get things done and change the status quo, in order to persuade women to run for public office, to run for positions in boardrooms, there has to be an organisation behind them. And I think this is what we're seeing now, which I think is absolutely marvellous.
So get together Saturday, wherever
yes.
you go, pint
That's
in
it.
Hand or a glass of Prosecco, whatever you're having yourself.
Yeah, leave the menfolk at home with, you know, box set and the kids or whatever.
Never mind the box set, leave them at home with the Hoover.
With the Hoover, well, yeah, like I'd like to see any the modern man try and figure out a Dyson these days now.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Lise Hand, columnist with the Times Ireland, thank you so much for that.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.